Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
As long as you sunscreen,
although Natural Pot has always been a friend of mine, I'm creaming my neck in your hands. People say I'm crazy and that I am blind, risking it all with Natch. And how you got me snatched is still a mystery. I can't get you out of my head. Don't care what skincare is in your history. As long as you cream with me, I don't care
who you are, where you're from, what you do. As long as you sunscreen, who you are,
who you
where
are,
you're from,
where
don't care
from.
What you did, as long as you sunscreen.
That's right, everybody. Sunscreen is important. It is summertime. Welcome to Natchbute, everybody. Welcome to Natchbute, the beauty comedy podcast where we laugh and we cry and we cream. Hello, I am your guest. I'm your guest. I always do that. I am your host and your guide, Jackie J, the beauty talk shock jock, your queen of creams, the host of the most serums, the freshest fringe on the West Coast, your favorite over 30 niche influencer, your kooky southern aunt. Welcome to Natchbute. In case you don't know, I have a little fact, a little trivia fact for y'all. Natchbute, where did the name come from? The name of Natchbute is a fake magazine because I love magazines, okay? I made up the name Natchbute because I said, this sounds like a funny magazine. This sounds like a magazine you would grab at the store, honey, because we are in what? We are in the line at the grocery store. We are about to check out and we see all the magazines and we say, we are going to grab some of these because these inform our soul. These enrich us from the outside in. We grab our Natchbute. We grab what? The most iconic magazine of all time, I would argue. We grab our People, honey. We grab our copy of People. And today we have People Magazine royalty among us. My guest today is a connoisseur of my two favorite topics, the 90s and beauty. I've died and gone to heaven today. My guest today is the People Style and Beauty Director and the co-host of People of the 90s, which is a People magazine podcast all about the 90s, where they go through a particular issue of People from the 90s and break it down and interview celebrities and comment. And it is the rhythm of my soul. And I'm so excited to talk about 90s and beauty and everything going on at People. Please welcome my guest today, Andrea Leventhal. Andrea, you look so beautiful. Welcome to Natchbute.
You're going to speak at my funeral, right?
I would be so honored. I could do a song. I could do a dance. I'll do anything.
It was all just so beautiful. I just like hope my life partner, he loves me this much because
he does.
That was the nicest.
He does.
I don't know.
And
lately it's been tough.
It is tough. I've been stalking you on the internet and everything I find, I become more and more of a fan of yours, and you have the most beautiful hair, and I would
Thank
love
you.
To hear all about where you get your hair done in New York, but we need to get to business first, because as you know, we got a late start, because I can't figure out how to work Zoom, even after 2 years.
Neither could I. Don't you love that? Where we're like, can you hear me? No.
Yeah.
I
need to learn American Sign Language at this point, because...
And I'm just talking to you, even though you can't hear me and I can't hear you. I'm like, I'll just keep talking.
But we could just air our grievances with life. Mm-hmm. We could just shout them out because no one can hear and it's beautiful. Andrea, I'm so pleased that you're here. Can you please answer the warm-up questions for Natribute? The first one is, what type of skin do you have?
So I know you were going to ask this. I am a listener. And I was like, honestly, it's the worst word ever. It's the marketing word I hate. It's mature at this point.
Oh, okay.
My skin is more mature than my soul.
Uh-huh.
It is cranky.
Mm-hmm.
It is curmudgeon-y.
Uh-huh.
That is not an official skin type, but I am making it one.
It should be.
It is stressed. It's confused. It's sad. And that's because I am 41.
God, and you look so young.
Thank you. I feel really young most days, but it's weird to say that number. So I have the fine lines and a little wrinkle, but I also get acne still. So it's the worst.
That's curmudgeonly, if you ask me.
Yeah, it's like bitchy and sad and whatever. But it's all part of it.
Yes.
Like, what are you going to do?
Well, you look banging. I've been stalking your Instagram. I thought you were around my age. I'm 36. I was like, oh, she's probably a little younger than me.
36. How dare you? Yeah, I still feel like I should be in my 30s. Not my 20s. I'm not going to go crazy.
Same.
But like my 30s feels right.
Yeah. You could listen. I can cut that out. No one will even know.
Yeah, it's okay. I'm supposed to own it.
Yeah,
allegedly.
We are. We're supposed to own it. Well, you look great, and that's what's important. You look and feel good.
It is. You're right. It's what's important is that how I look. Forget how I feel. Let's just focus on looking.
So wait, are you a Gen Xer or are you a millennial?
I'm either a geriatric millennial because I was born in 79. Mm-hmm. So it depends on who you ask, but I guess technically a Gen X millennial.
Yeah, so I
identify more. I actually don't know.
Yeah. The reason I asked is because my next question I'm excited to ask you because I'm obsessed with Gen X and I honestly wish I was 5 years older just because the music was so great and you got to be at all those concerts where I was a couple years too young to be at like the Nirvana show or whatever. But I'm excited for this question, Andrea. The first beauty product that you ever bought or used, do you remember what it is? And no pressure. I do want it to be really great, but
it's going to be great.
Okay,
so that I purchased independently, didn't use from my mom or something, is Salon Selective's hairspray.
Okay.
With the tagline, like you just stepped out of a salon, Salon Selective's. And you have to be 40 or older to understand that jingle. But it was it was like a hot pink bottle. It smelled like a rancid fruit salad. Mm-hmm. And the gal in the commercial had this like amazing blowout. It was very like day to night, work to cocktails.
Yes.
And she could go all day with that hair because of her Salon Selective's hairspray.
I feel such FOMO that I don't know that jingle because I love jingles. And now I have to look this commercial up.
You're going to love it. You're going to love it. And then the other thing I thought of was Teen Spirit deodorant, which was, I don't even think I needed deodorant, but any excuse to have a new beauty category in my arsenal. I was like, Mom, I'm going to need some deodorant. She was like, you're in sixth grade. She's like, it's important for my underarms.
It's Teen Spirit. Hello. I need to be involved. Yeah.
I was really trying. I like any beauty product I wanted, and I would take my mom to Sally Beauty Supply, and this is what I need. I need this.
I would make lists.
Conditioner.
Yeah, it's from magazines too. I would turn a page and I go, okay, adding that to my list. Adding that to my list.
I used to save when I was in high school and worked my babysitting money, whatever, so I could buy the products I've read about in the magazine.
Yes.
So I like saved up for, this is a deep breath for real beauty junkies, Terrax, which was one of the first like deep conditioners that had a cult following. You could only get it at specialty stores.
Wow.
And I would seek out those stores. There was no internet, you guys. I am a legit dinosaur roaming the earth.
Imagine life without a phone.
I still don't know how I did it. I don't
need. How do we pick people up from the airport? My parents would park, drive in, and stand around.
And like hope.
And hope that you run into them.
Hope. I don't. It's so odd. It's like a big chunk of my life and it doesn't even seem real.
Yes. Well, you won. That was the best answer.
Thank you.
A big question, but it's another warm-up question. Do you have a favorite 90s trend out of all of them?
So I really liked the whole supermodel 90s vibe. Mm-hmm. And I loved the hair that was like the big blowout.
Yes.
So we weren't going for what we do now, which is I want to look like I was at the beach, but not at the beach, but in a wedding, but not in a wedding. It's like this weird effortless, but total effort look. This was like big with Velcro rollers and you really wanted height.
Yes.
It was all about height and then shine.
Yes.
So very Cindy Crawford.
I see
very,
like, Cindy right now with jeans and her white crisp button up.
Yeah, very like Versace runway. Like they wore it half up a lot. And I think half up is, I can't do it anymore because I have three hairs.
Same, I don't have enough hairs together to pull off half up.
And you have to be really young. Half up is for the youth, but oh man, did I love with a bump, a little bump in the front. Oof, sexy.
Half up is for the youth. You're already preaching. I feel rejuvenated. Okay, Andrea, this is Natchbute after all. I must ask, what is the most beautiful thing about yourself?
So, God, inside or out, which do you prefer?
I don't have a preference, and people go either all the time.
I think I'm going to go with the body part that I am the least insecure about, which is saying a lot, right? Because as women, that's my right pinky, basically. I am very lucky that I was blessed with a very defined, let's say, upper body. Mm-hmm. So in a lot of photos, I have a very defined collarbone and sternum.
We love a sternum.
Sternum goals aren't really a thing, but if it was to be a thing, I feel like I could get in there. But until the bony sternum really makes its way into the world of beauty, I'm just sort of on an island. It's like me and Rachel Zoe with our xylophone chests.
You know what? Put a little highlight on that. It's going to be fabulous.
Somebody will want to just play it. Yeah. So I appreciate it because it's the only area that no matter how much weight I gain, lose, whatever, it always looks pretty much the same.
Yes.
Hey, so I like it for its consistency.
We love a consistent clavicle. You know what?
Oh, just call me Andrea Consistent Clavicle Laventhal. I mean,
it's
really,
gonna be put in your Twitter bio by the end of this interview.
Totally.
Oh, Andrew, obviously we have so much to discuss. I have some questions here for you.
Okay.
So you've been the beauty, you've been the style and beauty director at People for a while now, right?
Like almost 10 years, yeah.
Wow, that is fabulous. You've seen it all. You know the celebrity high-end products, but you also are a drugstore queen. I can only imagine because
drugstore.
People covers drugstore products so often. Semi-recently, you were on Hoda and you were talking to Hoda and Jenna. Mm-hmm. And you were giving them so many drugstore recs, which I totally loved.
Mm-hmm.
I want to ask you, this list had Biore pore strips on it.
Yes.
Now, those take me back. Mm-hmm. During my YM magazine, People magazine days, I was always going, well, I have to buy those pore strips. I've heard them debunked by derms. So what's the deal? Are you a fan of these? People magazine told everybody to get them. So what do we think?
You are not incorrect in saying that they are controversial.
Uh-huh. So they are controversial, yes.
Pore strips, basically, it's an adhesive
yes.
that attaches to your pores and pulls out the gunk in like the open yes. comedone
the
or
sebaceous
the blackhead, right?
Filaments.
Right. And it's supposed to pull it out like a quick and easy pull. People think that it makes them smaller. It does not, mm-hmm. as all of your listeners know, because they have this is like beauty AP, right?
Yes.
You can't make your pores smaller. They don't open and close. They're not doors. So it's just the idea of cleaning them out makes them less visible. However, dermatologists are not fans of things we do to ourselves at home and things that we could potentially hurt ourselves
yes.
doing at home. So if you are pore stripping away day after day, just ripping those puppies off your skin, you could do some
yes.
damage. You have to use them responsibly, just like any beauty thing. They're not to be used, I don't think, all the time.
Right.
I think if you notice a lot of clogging, here's the thing. You know how cool moms like myself say, if you're going to drink, I want you to
yes.
do it in my own home.
Yes.
If you're going to attack your pores, I'd rather you do it with a pore strip than your fingers like I do.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
So it's like, guys, everything good is always bad. This is okay bad, right? Just don't overdo it. Don't get wasted on poor strips.
I have two things to say. Number one, Sebaceous Filaments does sound like a 90s band.
Yeah, I love a Sebaceous Filament.
I was at their 97 show.
And, epic.
Epic. Madison Square Garden. And number two, I completely agree. And there's something so satisfying still about seeing that little strip and all the little gooey things. There's black, there's yellow, they're different textures. It really is so fun.
Can I just tell you, this is a little bit of an aside, but I just got a facial at the Naturopathica spa in East Hampton. And the woman, I always, whenever I get a facial, even though I'm in the biz, I always say, what do you think I need to do?
Yeah.
Because let the expert be an expert, right? Like, I don't go to a restaurant and tell the chef how to cook my meal. She's the esthetician.
Yes.
So she said, you need to dermaplane.
Okay.
And I said, you want to shave my face? And she was like, yeah. It's like, all right, I don't remember the last time someone did that, but sure, go for it. She showed me the little cotton pad of everything she shaved off my face at the end, which reminds me of a pore strip. And I said to her, are you trying to blackmail me with what's on there? Like, how, what,
so
what's
was
your
it,
end goal
it wasn't
here?
Just little hairs, there were other things?
When they shave your face, so they obviously they take off the top layer of skin, and with it, so you have the dead skin cells, you have oil, you have any makeup residue, and then you have all your like hairs. Yeah. It was horrifying. Yeah. I didn't realize that I'm literally a monster.
Did you take a photo? Because I would love to see it.
No, I should have, but I was too ashamed of my beastly face. Like,
oh,
I didn't realize I've
been
walking around like a hairy beast. And now I feel like a smooth
you
seal.
Look
but
so
I,
radiant, and that's not easy to do on Zoom.
No, so I feel like I'm in big trouble, though, when my beard grows back. I'm going to have to find someone to shave it again.
I'm telling you, the first time I did microdermabrasion, the woman literally couldn't believe the machine. She goes, this is the most I've ever pulled off of anyone.
And you're like, do I feel good about
this?
Because I love being like an overachiever, but really,
it's
I
horrifying.
Have the most clogged pores of anyone you know. So thanks.
I basically
beauty's difficult.
I was an ogre. My face was an ogre. The layer of crust was like a swamp creature.
Yeah, you went from Shrek Fiona to Fiona.
Exactly.
Fiona.
And we love a transition. We love a makeover. So I was okay with it. But Andrea, did you know that you have a ceiling titty?
I do.
Yeah. Do you remember that? That was on Vine. That was like a big thing, the ceiling titty.
No, but this is, we moved to this rental a few months ago. And whenever I do calls, I'm like so distracted by the nipple above my head. Sometimes I turn the light off, but I forgot today. So here.
I just love a good ceiling titty. So.
Well, this one's pretty spectacular.
It is. It really is. Okay. My next question. This is a little bit off from beauty, but it's very important. You did a thank you note workshop in 2011.
I don't know where you found
You know
this,
what?
Like,
I have deep pockets, Andrea.
You should work for the CIA. Where was this on the internet? What dark corner were you on that you found this?
But listen, I did find it. But I love a thank you note, and they come up on Attribute often. First of all, I'm a Southern woman. We love a thank you note. But also, they are the ultimate form of showing gratitude, and we love a gratitude practice. I found this to be fascinating and very helpful. I would love for you to just tell us a couple tips on thank you notes. You said big writing, hot pink stationery.
No, I deny all of this. I do not own hot pink stationery. Not a single piece.
Well, I'm buying you some.
Whose like ass I was talking out of and who I was trying to impress with this. Big writing. Your writing's your writing. Like,
wow. Well, you fooled me. This was TED Talk level.
This is nonsense. And I am not usually a nonsense talker. So I must have been really caught off guard or somebody misquoted me.
Wow.
I was misquoted. I got a bad edit.
Wow. Well, you know what? It looked great, and I really loved it. So impressive. I'm impressed regardless. And I'm taking it all to heart anyway.
Listen, my best advice when it comes to sending a thank you note is send a thank you note, right? That's the hardest part, is to actually send it in terms of, so I am the worst. I like waste so much stationery because I never think about what I want to say. Mm-hmm. So I start writing and then it rambles into a nonsensical zone or I make like a mistake. So sometimes I will go as far as to type it out. But I have like colleagues who send the most incredibly, they're just very effortless mm-hmm. thank you notes. And they do share how they're going to use what you gave them and whatever. And I'm always like, wow, that's a really good thank you note. I should save that.
Yes,
for
you should scan it and then just copy it. For yourself.
Yeah. So if you get a good thank you note, look at it as a template.
That's such for your good future advice. Ones.
Steal someone else's etiquette, not mine though.
Yeah. Woof. I'm okay. I'm even more impressed that you deny the whole thing. That to me is another level to this whole piece.
If you know me, hot pink is the least on brand. I mean, I like pink, but like hot pink
is aggressive.
What am I, Elle Woods?
Yeah, yeah.
And spray is it scented? With your favorite scent. A little Clinique Happy, if you will. So weird.
I would buy Clinique Happy just to spray it on my thank you notes, actually. Because I used to buy that. That was one of my first fragrances. Tommy Girl was number one.
Yes. Yes. A very light floral.
Yes, we love. Okay, Andrea, you are mysterious and we're here for it. I have a question that I didn't send you off. Just, we fly off the seat sometimes. Have you ever gotten a thank you note from a celebrity that you remember?
No, but my colleague at People, she got a thank you note from Meghan Markle back when she was on Suits and she was making the rounds to do meet and greets mm-hmm. with editors. I don't remember if she had the TIG yet, but she was big on a thank you note and she's not the only editor who got one. And nobody saved them because nobody thought she'd be like a duchess. They just thought she was like a B-list actress with nice manners.
Well, okay, everybody, save those thank you notes. You never know who's going to be big.
I did get an amazing thank you gift, which I guess I can share. It's been like a bunch of years. I interviewed this up-and-comer named Julia Roberts. I don't know if you've ever heard of her.
Sounds familiar.
Yeah, she's like a TikTok star. Mm-hmm. So I interviewed her, and you can find it somewhere on the site. And she was like, I love your dress. And me being the total verbal mess that I am, I'm like, oh my God, thank you so much. It's Club Monaco, but it's borrowed and the tags are still on. And I'm going to send it back right after this interview because I just had a baby and nothing fit. So I asked our style editor if she could help me and they sent this. So I'm sending it back. And I think she was like, wow, you could have just said thank you, but instead.
But it said you gave me your whole life story.
Right. Basically, I was like, can I sit for a minute? Do you have any water? Let me. So after the interview and everything we did with it, she sent me a gift card to Club Monaco and said, buy yourself the dress.
Oh.
Yeah. And then she invited me over for Christmas. That part didn't happen. Oh. But I felt like it could have.
Yes. That's incredible. What a power boss move.
Yeah, she's a delight. And then it was her and her amazing longtime publicist who concocted that. And I thought, oh my God, I want to be not even famous. I just want to be rich so I can make people like smile like that and then tell the story for years and years to come.
That is incredible.
I want to be a legend to someone. You know what I mean?
You already are to me. And now.
Thank you.
I'm going to have to get a Club Monaco gift card for everybody I know.
Right?
So it's a ripple effect. Mm-hmm. I'm so glad I asked that.
Yeah, it's a great question. Oh, yeah.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now, imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Oh, yeah. Well, my next question is similar. You've interviewed so many celebrities. You talk to them on your podcast. Who's been dreamy? Like, I'm talking like dreamy. Like, they live up to the hype.
Ryan Reynolds. Okay. I interviewed him for his Armani fragrance campaign right before I gave birth to my second child. And I was 8 months pregnant. I was enormous.
Well, he loves pregnant. He keeps knocking up his wife.
Exactly. But I was like, look, not only am I going to be really selfish because it's Ryan Reynolds and I want to do the interview. When you're pregnant, for the most part, celebs are so much nicer to you and will share way more personal stuff because literally there's a huge bump in between you. They have to say something. So if they have kids, they'll share something about their own kids or whatever. So you bring out the softer side. You get a more personal connection. So with him, I remember talking about, oh, is it hard to have more than one? Because I think, I don't know if he had three by then or whatever. And he, it was like pretending like we were just talking as people, as parents. Yeah. And I wasn't, but he has it. He's got that aura of just, he's charming. He's so handsome. He's got it. He's tall. And I asked him to take a picture with me shamelessly. And again, I was pregnant, so he couldn't say no. Right. So we take this cute picture and I posted it. And to date, I think it's still my like most liked picture on Instagram. And I said that I was going to make it my Christmas card. So it's just like a giant me and a very like polite looking Ryan Reynolds.
That's incredible. How tall is he?
He's tall. He's probably like 6'2"-ish.
Yeah, that's tall for celebrities. Here,
I'm going to show you.
Yes. You don't even look pregnant.
No, because I'm in all black, but it's on
y'all
my
look
Insta,
cute.
You'll see it.
You could just send that out and be like, new baby daddy this time.
So that's the thing is like my, I say partner, we're not officially married. I always talk about this.
I love
story,
that.
Whatever.
That's fabulous.
We might as well be married. Yeah. But if I say husband, then I feel like a fraud. Yeah. Anyway, he doesn't like to be on my Instagram.
Yeah, I get it.
So he says, I don't want to be on your Instagram. And I was like, fine. But Ryan Reynolds doesn't mind.
That's right. He loves it. And you're very Blake Lively-esque. So I could see that.
Thank you. I asked him what Blake Lively smells like.
Yeah.
What a weird, but he has such a good sense of humor. He said something like rainbows, cupcakes, and like the first dew on a morning grass.
Oh, yeah.
Like he played into it. He's good.
Oh, I'm so happy to hear that.
Yeah.
Fab.
He was great.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. Andrea, you co-host People in the 90s. So you're constantly going back through the archives and really reminiscing on very important pop culture moments, looks. This is a really hard question, but do you have in your head the most iconic moment beauty-wise in the 90s, a look?
So I think for general, in general, it was the Rachel.
Uh-huh.
I was thinking about this. Yes. And the most ubiquitous sign of the times look that wasn't like red carpet where it was one moment frozen in time that only like me and five other people remember or a runway moment. The Rachel, because it made its way from TV around the freaking world.
Yeah.
Even other actresses got it. My fifth grade math teacher had it. Like everybody was cutting an insane amount of layers into their hair and had this weird like
mushroom
cone shaped. Yeah. And so for something to be that big and permeate, I think that was probably the most pervasive trend of the time.
Fabulous. Do you have a least favorite trend or moment?
I think 1999 was tragic.
Yeah.
If you go back just on the cusp of the early aughts, that was the time of the butterfly clips, the teeny tiny, like pulling back.
Yep.
And then so you had that like spiky hair because it was always like that PC flat ironed hair with it. And then chunky highlights, the little butterflies, the crazy glittery shimmery eyeshadow, a bronzer that didn't match your skin. The whole thing was just totally bizarre.
It
just didn't make sense.
Isn't it wild that that's all, other than the bad bronzer, all coming back?
Yeah,
I think
it stresses
me out to the end of my rope. I
to
really
be
am
young?
Like, first of all, why did my mom tell me to keep all my shit? That's my first offense. I'm like, Mom, I sold my Doc Martens in the garage sale. Why did you do this to me?
Yes, how could you?
But it makes me feel, and I don't really mind to an extent, but I'm like, oh, wow, I've been around so long that the shit I did in high school is a trend for kids now.
It's coming back.
Yeah.
It's all coming back to me. I recently on TikTok, which I like to call the talk because I'm 100 and it gives me a giggle. They had me to celebrate the launch of People in the 90s, recreate my own 1997 prom look. I have to say, I think I looked fantastic. Yes. I don't know why I don't wear my hair like that more often. I did like a Cindy Crawford kind of French twist with pieces down front and a choker. I think I looked amazing.
Yes, you did.
So part of it really, yes, I'm all for it coming back. But a lot of it, it's like, I think you're going to hate it when you look back in a year.
Some of it doesn't hold up and we are cherry picking trends.
Yeah. And that's how you should do it.
Right. I've been watching Friends, actually. I've been rewatching it. My husband has never seen it. And we're currently, I know, they were a Seinfeld house, is what I've been told.
I was going to say, you know, there were people on like Mars. Like, that's like literal Mars.
He is from another planet, yes. But he's been really enjoying it. We're on season 4 right now. And Monica's haircut is so, bless her, she's so gorgeous, but the hair.
It's wild.
It's like choppy, short, little greasy pieces. I'm like, what did they do to her?
With a barrette stuck in sometimes. Meanwhile, even when Rachel's hair was at its like most Rachel, it's still really good.
Yes, but Rachel right now has gorgeous golden honey, straight, long. And I'm like, why did they do that to Courtney Cox? I'm so confused.
And good on Lisa Kudrow for not even 1 minute letting them near her hair.
Yes. Truly.
Know your brand and stick with it. Or maybe they were like, you just can't have the Rachel because you're Phoebe.
Then it would be called the Phoebe and that would be bad branding.
Her hair just doesn't look like it would have held. And I'm happy for her for that.
She circumnavigated all the trends. And that is why Phoebe is timeless. Andrea, this might be a loaded question, and you might have just answered this with your prom look, but if you were a celeb in the 90s, do you know what your signature look would be?
Absolutely, I know what my signature look would be.
Okay, I can't wait.
Stephanie Seymour in the November Rain video.
Okay.
So,
big hair.
I love Guns N' Roses. In another life, I was a muse to a rock star who was somehow monogamous with me,
like, of course,
loyal, never cheated. And I inspired all of his greatest hits. We like wore a lot of leather and we were just like badasses, but also went to bed by 11.
Yes.
Okay. This is my dream, no one else's.
Yes.
So that video,
you put a little bit of time into this, I can it's feeling like,
because it's not, you wouldn't think I would want the rock and roll lifestyle, and I don't, but there are parts of it that I do. Being someone's muse getting to stand on the stage and watch them perform a song that you inspired.
Can you imagine having Sweet Child of Mine written about you?
Fun fact. So it was written about Axl Rose's then girlfriend, Erin Everly, who was the daughter of one of the Everly brothers, which was a huge group back in like the 60s. Yeah. I'm not a huge fan of Sweet Child of Mine because it's just overplayed, but I am a huge Guns N' Roses fan. And because I've always wanted to be a rock muse and I wasn't, I gave my daughter the middle name Everly as a nod to the gal who inspired one of the greatest rock ballads of all time.
Oh,
yeah.
That is such an amazing story.
I know. I seem like I'm deep as a frisbee, but I swear once in a while, there's something underneath the surface. Just once in a while.
Honestly, I agree. It is overplayed, but it is such a beautiful song. The sentiment of the song. I will literally start to cry thinking about, now I don't have children yet, but my dog.
No, it's okay. A dog
One
is
time,
a child.
I used to be in a cover band, and we were a pop punk cover band. We mainly covered late 90s, early 2000s, like Green Day, Fall Out Boy, that era.
I love that.
But we started throwing in a couple 80s songs because all the old people that would come to the bar would flip the fuck out. So we started doing Sweet Child of Mine, and I literally started crying one time in the middle of the song.
It does touch you.
The lyrics are so pure and
beautiful
about just the love for your child.
It's really the love he had for his girlfriend, but it translates beautifully to a child. So it can be for anybody.
Yes.
But November Rain to me was like the height of rock glamour, the supermodel and the badass rocker. And she starred in the video. and her hair, her makeup, yeah. It's so good. It stands up even now, and everyone knows this, but I'll just share it again. My bat mitzvah dress was inspired by Stephanie Seymour's wedding dress in the November Rain video. It was a high-low design, so short in the front, longer in the back. And when I met Stephanie Seymour years ago through her work with Estee Lauder at the time, I debated, do I tell her, do I
you
not?
Have
it's
to
a sensitive
her.
Subject. They didn't have a great relationship.
Oh,
it wasn't
right.
a good breakup. But man, I got to tell her. And I did. And she loved, I showed her a picture. And she said, I said, where is the dress,
yeah.
Stephanie? Where's the dress? And she said, it's like the director's wife or something took it, all, like all the wardrobe from the video. But I felt like we had a connection.
Was that the theme of your bat mitzvah?
No, unfortunately, I wasn't that cool.
Yeah.
But my parents let me sketch out my own dress.
That's
and then
incredible.
Buy fabric and take it to a dressmaker. Way too much, way too much creative, like,
licensing, yeah.
for a 13-year-old who, like, thought she was a supermodel, but looked more like a grasshopper.
I need to see that. I don't know if you know this, but I converted to Judaism earlier this year.
Mazel tov!
Thank you. So I did not have a bat mitzvah. I'm hoping my dog, she's going to be 12 in November. So next year, I'm hoping she gets to have one, but I am going to
raise a little bark mitzvah.
Yeah, she's going to have a bark mitzvah, and I'm going to raise Jewish children. So it's exciting. And this is good knowledge for me. And I told the rabbis my learning would continue. As we know in Judaism, we always are learning. We're always asking questions. Mm-hmm. It's part of the whole religion. So I'm taking this.
How do you like being a Jew so far? How's it feel?
It's been really nice. Unfortunately, I haven't gotten to do a lot of the community experiences because of mm-hmm. COVID and everything. We just bought a house, so we're mm-hmm. looking for a temple to join.
Okay, okay.
So that's going to be really fun.
I was raised conservative, mm-hmm. but my baby daddy is not.
Yeah.
And he's not really anything, but my kids are being raised Jewish. They're going to a Jewish nursery school, but we embrace all holidays, but I'm pretty Jewy.
Yeah, that's exciting. I'm Reform, but it's...
Well, yeah, I would say I'm pretty Reform
yeah.
these days.
Yeah, that's so exciting.
We're so happy to have you.
Thank
Welcome
you.
To the family.
Thank you. I'll tell you all about it. I did a mikvah in the river. I mean,
I've never done a mikvah.
Yeah, I would love...
I guess it's because...
Let's go mikvah. Come to LA. We'll mikvah. We'll lunch.
We'll get bagels and schmear.
Yes.
And then we'll get it for a mikvah.
I mean, why
little
not?
Dip. Oh my gosh. Wow. That's pretty awesome.
Well, I want to see this dress. If I had my bat mitzvah right now, I would have mine be Y2K themed.
That's a great theme.
And I would wear the glitter and I would wear the butterfly clips and I would get chunky highlights. Like I would do it all.
Go all out.
Yes.
I think that's like a fantastic
I would wear
theme.
A two-piece prom dress.
Yes. Yes. Like in 10 Things I Hate
yes.
About You, the sister.
Yes.
The younger sister. It was like almost like a t-shirt and then the skirt.
Yes.
I love that.
My Prada backpack.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, God. I can't wait to come. I'm going to make sure we stay really good friends just so I
okay, good. You're invited. And it's going to be exciting. Okay, Andrea, we have a few more things to discuss. My assistant did write us a 90s quiz and I would like to take it with you.
I can't wait to fail. It's spectacular.
Well, I've barely read the questions. There are no multiple choices. So
wow.
I think what we should do is, and the answers are way below. I have not looked at them. So
okay.
I feel we should 1, 2, 3, and then we say the answer and we'll see if we get the same answer.
Okay. We'll see how savage your assistant
yes.
is.
And there's 15 questions. Let's begin. Okay. This is called 90s trivia. Number one, what 1990s teen movie shares a title with a Britney Spears song?
You drive me crazy.
Yeah, you okay, but again, this is what you're going to have to do. Tell me you know it, and then I'm going to count to three, and we're both going to say it.
I can. I'm incapable.
Okay,
but I'll try.
Okay. But yes, I believe that is the answer. Okay, number two, we did cover this most iconic hairstyle from the 90s from a sitcom. 1, 2, 3. The Rachel. Yes, that one's... I think these might be a little easy. Okay, number three. I think I know this. What fashion accessory was invented by a high school shop teacher? What?
The slap bracelet?
I think it might be the topsy tail. Do you remember the topsy tail?
Of course. I don't know why I think the slap bracelet. I want to know.
Slap bracelets. You're right. Look at you. Look at you.
Okay. I'm feeling good.
Beauty
I'm feeling
editor.
Good.
Okay. Next. What band is featured on Beavis's shirt?
Oh, can I?
I think it's 1, 2, 3, Megadeth.
Slayer.
Oh, Slayer.
You're right. No, I think you're right.
I know.
It's Megadeth or Metallica.
Is AC/DC.
It's something with an M. Metallica or Megadeth.
Okay, let me
it's
look.
Not Slayer.
Okay, let me look. Metallica. I was wrong.
Wow. I got it second time, but that doesn't count.
Okay, next. Tamagotchi is a combination of two Japanese words that mean what? I don't know. I'm going to say
pet.
Pocket pet.
Yeah, that's a little pet.
Okay, it is egg and watch.
Oh, so we nailed it.
Yes, we got that one. Okay, I did have a Tamagotchi. Six, what are bucket hats called in Australia?
I don't know.
I don't know either. Is it because you know those Kangol hats?
Oh, maybe that's what it's supposed to be. Kangol hats. But
it says giggle hat. Okay, I don't know. I didn't know this. Okay, next. What was the most stuffed plush toy of the 90s?
Oh.
You know?
Beanie
Babies?
Beanie Babies, I think.
Okay. I was thinking Tickle Me Elmo.
He was big, too, thanks to Rosie O'Donnell, who we interviewed.
A
delight.
I love her.
No holds barred, that woman.
I love her so. The Rosie O'Donnell show is my happy place.
Yeah, she's great. She basically was like, I just wanted to create a show that you could watch with your nana after school. Like I used to watch TV with my nana after school.
Oh, that's so
sweet. Yeah, she was sweet.
You were right. Yeah. It is Beanie Babies.
Okay.
You are right. Okay, number eight. In 1992, the largest mall in the U.S. opened in which state? This is the Mall of America, right?
It's got to be Minnesota.
Minnesota. Yep. Okay, that is right. Number nine. Oh, I don't know this. If you know this, you are my queen. You are my queen.
So.
What do the initials in JNCO jeans stand for?
Oh, wow. That's a great question. So it's, I know the initials are JNCO.
Yes.
Let's make it up together.
Okay.
Jews, obviously, first word.
Now I'm trying to think of a verb that starts with an
never.
N. Jews never convert.
Never. Once.
Just never convert once.
Ooh, I'm not a dirty sex gal, but I was going to say Jews never come once.
Oh, I like that. My rabbi would like that too. I love how sex positive Jews are. That's something that religion growing up, that was not a part. Yeah.
Yeah. We're like, look, as long as it's with a doctor,
it's
it
okay.
doesn't matter. But if it's a dentist.
As long as he has degrees on the wall. Okay, yeah. I'm going to look this up. Also, I think JNCO might be a really fun bat mitzvah theme for me, too.
That's a fun one. Yeah.
Okay, it's judge none, choose one. Ours was better.
Okay.
Ours was better.
I liked ours better.
Number 10, if you wanted your lips to smell like raspberry melon, you would use, : I'm assuming this is a scent from, is it a lip smacker?
Lip smacker?
That was my guess. Let's look. Lip smacker!
Nice. Okay, good.
11. Oh, I know you're going to know this. If you wanted to lighten your hair, what would you use? Sun-In.
Which I had a tragic, tragic experience with
no.
in sixth grade that people still remember from my hometown.
Oh, no.
Because my hair was orange, yellow, and green. And we had to dye it. And then the dye took unevenly, so they had to cut my hair to my chin.
Oh, no.
And I had a dark brown bob. And I looked like, you know.
You looked like Monica from season 4.
Yeah. And during such a tough, I think seventh grade maybe, such a tough time. Again, my parents let me way, way, way too much creative freedom with my look.
Yeah.
They let me buy beauty products and use them as I saw fit.
Wow.
It's on them.
Sometimes you have to make mistakes and learn lessons.
Yes. Yeah.
It's kind of beautiful. It's the circle of life.
It is.
Okay. We already covered this. What deodorant is also a Nirvana song?
Oh, wow.
T Teen spirit. It's like you read the mind of the quiz.
Good. So happy.
Number 13, what container would you store your 90s makeup in?
One, two, three.
Caboodle. I saw you had a tweet about how you had to tell an intern what a caboodle was.
Yeah, that was a tough day.
Yeah, I have 20 of them. I keep a lot of jewelry. And oh, here's one right here.
Oh, they're the best.
I'm in my closet got them right now. Hello.
Love it. She's so cute. I got them from my nieces for Christmas 1 year. And apparently they're still, and I like stocked them with makeup and stuff. And apparently still the best gifts ever. Oh, yeah.
I've told people to buy sheet masks and put them in a caboodle. Great present for anybody at the office.
It's really a nice one.
Okay, where are we? 14. What nail polish came with a matching ring?
One, two, three.
Hard candy. It was iconic. Okay, last question. Do you know the name of the epic glitter line from Bath & Body Works?
Of the glitter line? Wow.
This has come up on Attribute a few times, and I must say I have not taken it to memory.
What's the name of the glitter
line? It's called Art Stuff.
Oh, I would not have known that. I was a Victoria's Secret pear glacé kind of gal because I was a little more sophisticated and elevated, if you will. So
we respect
that's,
it.
That's good
to know. Respect it. Okay, Andrew, I have two more questions for you and then I'm going to let you move on with your life.
No, I'm here. Like, what else do I have to do?
Okay, perfect. I have a question. You posted something very vulnerable about fertility. I think it was about fertility. You did a post saying that you were told by a doctor that you will never conceive. And then all of a sudden you got pregnant at some point. I would love to hear more about this. Again, everyone is noticing on Attribute there's been a lot of fertility talk. There's been a lot of talk about skincare for pregnancy. I am recently a newlywed. You put two and two together, everybody. So I would love to hear more about this.
So when I was about 35, I went for my annual physical with my doctor, who was a young female doctor, very cool. And she said to me, what are you thinking for getting pregnant?
Yeah.
Like, what's your plan? And Justin and I had been together for a few years, but we were kind of at a crossroads in our relationship. It was like, are we going to do this? Are we not? We had hit a bump.
Mm-hmm.
She said to me, go to a fertility specialist. Just get your eggs checked.
Yeah.
Think about freezing them. Because you just want to, and what I learned is it's not an insurance policy. There is no guarantee that any one of those eggs will become a baby, but it is a lottery. Mm-hmm. And if you're lucky enough, one of them. So that's just a thing. When people tell you it's an insurance policy, it's not airtight.
Right.
It's not a guarantee.
Just
but anyway.
Like an insurance policy isn't airtight.
Exactly. There's always a loophole.
Right.
So I went. And he ran all the tests and did all the stuff. And he was like, huh, your AMH, which is basically your fertility score, to make it in layman's terms, is undetectable. So they never say never. No doctor should say never to you. But he said it's going to be very challenging for you to get pregnant naturally.
Oh, my gosh.
So I got a second opinion, which backed it up. And I said, can I still freeze my eggs? And he said, we could try, but it's going to be a very expensive and invasive experiment, basically, because you need to get a certain amount of eggs to justify freezing your eggs. We don't just freeze one egg.
Right.
We got to freeze a lot.
The whole cartons.
So we might have to do it three times. You'll have to go through three rounds. So
I've had many friends freeze their eggs, and it is a huge ordeal.
Yes. And every time, and this is not to be a bitch, but it's like when it's your turn to freeze, you are the first person and the last person in the world to ever freeze your eggs.
Yes.
But when someone, you can't possibly understand it until you're going through it. So it's one of those things where it's all consuming. It's all you want to talk about. It's all you want anyone to ask you about. So I did it. It was weird. It was uncomfortable. It was so expensive. And I did okay. Mm-hmm. I actually got a number of eggs. They still said you have to do it two more times to justify freezing. So I put it off for a little bit because, again, it was sucky. Who wants to go through that during that time, that six-month break? Because you can do it back-to-back if you want. Something's off. I'm acting crazy. I feel crazy. I'm spotting. So I think I'm getting my period. And I say to my sister-in-law, I'm going to kill someone. Yeah. I feel like I'm going to push someone in front of the subway. Like, I'm not right. Like, my PMS is on another level. Right. And she said, why don't you take a pregnancy test? And I said, how dare you?
Yeah.
You know I can't get pregnant. And she said, I think you should. And she was right. And then it happened again.
Oh,
I got so the moral of the story is I'm no miracle person.
Yeah.
It's just that finds a man, I guess, with superpowered sperm. No, wow. I don't know. It's just that, like, what looks on paper or on a doctor's chart in a number, sure, that tells like a big part of the story, but it's not the whole story. And who knows? My non-medical theory is that all those hormones like triggered something, or maybe I like wiggled and knocked something into place. Like, who the right. fuck knows what happened? But something worked well enough to release two eggs at the exact time. I don't know. And those five sad little eggs are frozen somewhere in Long Island. You know what I mean? Who knew?
That is wild and inspiring.
I like telling people because you don't know how it's going to look. You just don't know. And I figured I would need major intervention and was planning on needing me. And then it happened naturally two times when I wasn't necessarily ready, but a good time.
But I wonder if part of it is that, because I've heard from all my friends that are giving me all this unsolicited advice. Love you, hon. They're like, just don't even look at the calendar. Just have fun. And
no, that's not how you get pregnant. Yeah. You get pregnant by knowing exactly when you're ovulating and usually having sex like almost the day before.
Yeah.
I think that's what happened both times. I didn't actually realize when I was ovulating. I think I thought it was actually earlier than I thought it was.
Yeah.
So by the time I wasn't tracking it to get pregnant, I was probably tracking it not to.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And yeah, that's how it happened. And I can go into depth with you about discharge.
Oh, wow.
And how that's a good indicator. But I don't know if like people is cool with me just like throwing the word discharge around.
Yeah.
No, I'm kidding. I think that for some people, it takes a frustratingly long time. Mm-hmm. For some people, it happens the first try.
Right.
For some, they need years of intervention. I have so many friends who have gone through the worst of fertility. Mm-hmm. And
same.
It's horrible to watch.
Yes.
It's horrible. There's nothing you can say or do but just listen and don't tell them if it's meant to be, it'll happen.
Right.
I always say, I just want you to have what you want. I just want you to get what you have, what you want.
Yes.
So it's tough. I fertility is tricky as fuck.
Well, I really appreciate you sharing that.
Yeah, of course.
It stuck out to me while I was stalking you, and I wanted to ask you about it, and I'm very appreciative that you were so candid.
Yeah, Justin asks me to please not refer to our kids as accidents and to call them surprises, but like semantics,
yes,
you know?
I agree. Oh, we love. Okay. Oh, yeah.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Oh, yeah. I must know your self-care rituals, Andrea. Being a beauty and style editor, I know you've used every product, done every treatment, but every day, what are the rituals for you at the end of the day, at the beginning of the day, things that keep you?
So I'm not great with what I consider traditional self-care. I don't take baths. I don't use like a lavender-scented body lotion. Mm-hmm. There's no crystals. Mm-hmm. I don't do face masks at home. I love wine.
Uh-huh.
I love a glass of Sauvignon Blanc or a margarita. I love TV. I'm a total pop culture junkie.
Did you watch White Lotus?
Yes, I did.
I miss it.
Loved it.
I'm sad it's over.
It's hard when these shows end.
Yes.
Like, even the shitty ones that I watched way back when during the pandemic, like Firefly Lane, I was so into. And what was the one with the teen mom that I'm already blanking on? Ginny and Georgia. I was so into. You would like that.
Okay, I'll check it out. I love Ginny and Georgia shows.
Oh, it's Gilmore Girls with sex.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Ginny and Georgia. Okay. You'll love it. So mine is more like tune out, like anything mm-hmm. I can do to turn my brain off. Mm-hmm. But in terms of beauty stuff, I just like to wash my face at the end of the day. Mm-hmm. There's something very therapeutic, even if I'm not wearing makeup, about just the clean face and feeling like I have purified myself from the horrors of the day.
Yes.
And can take to my slumber. And I, during the day, I like looking really like almost dewy to the point of greasy. So I've been using tons of, have you tried the new Jones Road Miracle Balm?
No, but I love a balm.
It's the weirdest product. And I love Bobbi Brown. And I love that she's doing this line that really is for everyone. But here's, I have a little one right here. But usually it's a very big pot. And the big one, you like break the surface and it's just a sheer
like a creme brulee.
Yes, you have to break the surface and it's super sheer. Actually, this one is not the right one because it's the bronze color, and you rub it and over and you just start
getting a
glowing.
Real makeup demo right now.
Yeah. And I use, she just launched three new ones and I've been using the Golden Hour one. Mm-hmm. And I swear I just walk around like gleaming slash probably looking a little greasy. But that for me, it has a gorgeous scent. I love looking at myself and being like, wow, you're just glowing.
Mm-hmm.
She also has an oil stick. I just have it right here that I randomly like to oil my face. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, if I'm not greasy, I'm not happy.
And that's the opposite of the 90s, early aughts. We were just cakey all the time. There was no depth to our face.
I was constantly powdering
yes.
with a pressed powder compact at the lunch table.
Yes, the Clinique, on, right?
Yes, I would yes. put on my like spice lip liner
yes.
after I drank my peach Snapple,
yep.
not even diet because, oh my
of
God,
course.
The 90s. I didn't need diet Snapple back then.
Right.
And my like matte, what color did I wear? Exposé maybe. And then I would just pat that freaking powder into my collagen glowing
yes.
skin and matte the shit out of it.
Yes.
Like, why?
I really, truly am upset that no one helped us.
No one helped us. My mother was useless because I did her makeup for
yeah.
her. So she just walked around looking like me.
My mom was just all about the bright lipstick.
Is it true, like, growing up in the South, where you, like, always had to have your face
on? Oh, yeah. My sister still wears full beat to Trader Joe's, and she has two children. I don't, and runs a business. I don't really know. I can barely put my sunscreen on. So it really
I
is impressive.
I respect that. No one's been, like, you tell her that she is my hero.
No,
she
truly is. My sister curls her hair every day.
I curl my eyelashes every day.
Priorities.
Even if I have a flight at 6 a.m., you better believe at 4 a.m. those lashes are curled.
Wow.
I describe it like hitting the on button.
Uh-huh.
Otherwise, I look dead asleep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's not a good, when you're flying, you want everyone to know you actually are alive, because if not, they might wheel your body into a closet
yeah,
somewhere.
I don't want them putting me in the storage.
Yeah. The next flight that you get on to California, you better come hang out.
I'm coming in October. I have a bar mitzvah.
I would love to come. I'm just kidding. I've never been to one. I've only been to virtual ones so far.
I'll send you pictures from mine.
Okay.
It was insane.
I can't wait.
Insane. Yeah.
My husband's was baseball themed. He's like a baseball freak.
I like that. That's very like classic.
Mm-hmm.
Mine was dance, but I used teddy bears to illustrate the different kinds of dance.
Okay.
It was like a teddy bear in a tutu and point shoes,
yep.
and then a teddy bear in a top hat and like a tap shoes. You know,
like a Fred Astaire teddy bear?
Yes.
Fred Bear?
Yes. Okay. Yes. You nailed it. Yes. Anna Berlova.
Uh-huh.
Like Anna Pavlova. Yeah, that was a bad one. Anyway, yes.
Let's get together and plan mine.
I would love to.
Because I didn't get to have, we eloped, so I didn't get to do the hora at my wedding. I converted. I deserve a bat mitzvah.
You do. You need a bat. You do.
So,
whereas my friends call it now a mitz.
Oh,
you need a mitz.
Okay, well, we'll plan one, and everyone's going to want to come, and we'll see if y'all get
to
come.
It's going
to
be great.
Yeah.
It's going to be great.
Okay, Andrea, please tell us where we can find you, and obviously plug People in the 90s, the podcast of my soul.
People in the 90s, you can listen to anywhere you get your podcasts. It's a limited edition or a limited run series, just packed with celebs, and it's fun and it's great. And you can find me at Andy Labs, A-N-D-I-L-A-V-S, on social media. I'm on Instagram and Twitter.
It's a great follow. Highly recommend. Two thumbs up from Jackie.
Thank you. Yeah. You are a delight, and that song is just so beautiful.
Thank you.
I really loved it.
I'm probably going to redo it with the backing track.
Okay.
So,
okay,
but you got to hear the raw one.
Yeah, and it was beautiful. And if that footage should ever get released somehow, you would be proud.
Oh, good. Okay. And I won't. Maybe I'll auto-tune myself. We'll see.
No, you really have a talent.
It's like Jewel. Would you say it's like Jewel recording her first CD in the coffee shop in San Diego?
Jewel could only wish. She could only wish. Thank you so much, Jackie.
Thank you.
So much fun. You have a great show.
Thank you so much for listening. And I want to say thank you to everyone for listening.
Yeah.
Make sure you check out People in the 90s, and you deserve to be happy. Yeah, I'm talking to you, and don't forget to cream your neck and keep your fringe fresh. Andrea, do you cream your neck?
I do. At my advanced age, I take the Joanna Czech school of thought. Your skin starts at your nipples.
And then have you ever had bangs?
Absolutely. Yeah. You don't get to be my age without having bangs at least three times. Yeah. And each time was more tragic than the last. My face was not meant to have bangs. I am not a bang gal. You got to know your brand, guys.
Yes.
Know your strengths and stay in your hair lane.
Yes. Good sage advice from a zennial.
Yeah, a zillennial. Thank you for that. Thank you. That feels good.